I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Heat Ridge. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
You were the first one to talk about this Heat Ridge building.
Heat Ridge. Meteorologists or scientists or whoever, news people, like
words.
They love words.
I'm like,
what was the storm a couple of weeks ago?
The derecho or whatever.
Derecho, yeah.
I'm like,
And it's like a term you've never heard,
exactly.
But now every meteorologist.
They're like, yeah.
Drops
Did you
it
know
into
that
a
was
conversation.
A derecho? I'm like, nobody knew that.
Welcome to the Heat Ridge, Eric.
Hey, thanks, George.
Welcome into the show. It's Tuesday, and it's the second day of our 10,000 thank you cards
Woo!
For the troops presented by Nakheim Chevy Cares. We'll get to that coming up in just about 10 minutes. We'll give you all the breakdown if you're new to this and how you can help out. We have all the details for you coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, Mo Knows Country, a chance to win $100 from Mo. That is coming up in about 20 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. But right now, let's talk about, other than Heat Ridge, what are the top three things happening here in Houston? Everybody's messed up my buttons again. Let me try this again.
Number three.
A new report. I've never heard of the nonprofit media organization called GRIST. But they listed the city of Houston as the dirtiest city in the entire country.
Really?
They looked at the 150 biggest cities in the U.S., looking at pollution, living conditions, infrastructure, satisfaction of residents.
I thought you meant our minds, which I would agree with.
Number one dirtiest city.
Ew.
Highest level of pollution.
How could we be worse?
Cockroach problem. Gas emissions due to our industrial plants.
What? Well, how could we be worse than New York City?
Yeah,
though?
I've been to New York and
I didn't
even want to look down.
Have you been to San Francisco
in
a while?
Toozy on the sidewalks.
Exactly. I am upset by this.
Number two.
Did you see the Friendswood mom in the news? She was charged with criminal mischief. She was vandalizing in Friendswood.
Uh-oh.
She was toilet papering.
Oh. Is that vandalizing?
Okay, so she had 10 teenagers, or maybe 12, with her. They're all lined up on the sidewalk, and then this mom comes around at 2:30 in the morning. She was driving them around. They did smell alcohol in one of the teens, which I guess would be an issue.
Ooh, okay.
But apparently this has been an issue numerous times. Third time that this property has been targeted.
Oh, okay. So the mom is taking a group of teens to target a specific house.
Right.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Where you cross the line. So just in your future endeavors.
Yeah.
Know where the line is.
Just keep it random. Randomly TP houses. Don't target.
Now we know.
What do you think? Was it a cheer mom kind of thing?
Why are you saying that, George? That seems like you're targeting.
I am targeting.
Yeah, top story trending in Texas.
Move over, Pepsi, because Dr. Pepper is now in the second spot of soft drinks in the U.S.
Look at that. Woo-hoo.
No one's ever going to get to Coke. Let's be real. They just have like this domination in the industry. But Pepsi was number two, and Dr. Pepper just moved
up. Wow.
Dr. Pepper is now number two.
I'd like to be a Pepper, too. Just all I can say there. So that's what's trending here in Texas. Congratulations to Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
I like to feel like Texans are the reason that it got to number two. The amount of Dr. Pepper we drink here in Texas. That's what's trending today. Top three stories, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
All righty. My name's Carson Jones. I'm from Pearland, Texas, and I just got my helicopter certified flight instructor license.
What? Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
That's exciting. What's the plan?
The plan is to get one more license, which is called a double I, so instrument instructor. Start working for the school I'm at, and I'm only 22 years old, so just start building that flight time, and who knows where it may take me.
Do you have, like, life goals? Like, do you want to go into the military? Do you want to be, like, my helicopter hog hunting pilot?
That you will not shut up about this helicopter hog hunting.
That's, like, my dream.
We definitely do it down here in Pearland at Veracity Aviation, but I would like to fight some fires.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Carson, that's amazing, man.
Yeah, that's definitely, that's where I'd like to be. Who knows, I might end up lying in the Gulf for a little bit, but I think my end goal is fighting fires.
Nice. Well, your parents must be very proud.
I was going to say, we're proud of you.
Yeah, they're definitely very happy.
Aw.
We're kind of like your parents, right?
I definitely listen. I listen to y'all every morning, so, and not many people at my age listen to the radio still, but.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. Our bosses will love that endorsement.
Bet.
We appreciate you, man, and we're so happy and proud of you. And can I get an amen for Carson this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. Giving away George Strait tickets. George Strait, Parker McCollum, Katie Offerman, all going to be in College Station in just about a week and a half. And we have your chance to win. Coming up 20 minutes, keep it here on 100.3 The Bull.
Ladies, isn't it so sweet when your husband tries to help you around the house?
Uh-oh. What did the plumber do?
No, Eric, burn the house down.
Eric, burn the house down? What?
Yes, George,
why
you
am
gotta
I just
check
hearing
your text
about
messages
this?
He texted us last night.
Listen, you make all your jokes that you want, but you don't have to deal with what I'm having to deal with right now.
Wait, your wife has to deal with you.
I did try to help out. I tried really hard
to help in the kitchen. Stay out.
My wife was stressed. It was a very stressful day yesterday, and I go, babe, just hop out. Let me handle dinner.
Let me handle it. No, I got it.
No, we've all heard this before. It's not worth the mess and the time. And you doing it wrong.
Do you want to know what I was cooking, too? This is the saddest part.
Oh, my gosh. Pizza
so
rolls?
So you really, like, it was like a problem at your house yesterday, Eric.
Yeah, let me tell you the story, George. I sent you a picture. Look at your text messages. Maybe I'll find the picture and post it on
the Bull
Houston.
Yeah, can you do that? I'd love to see the hang-up.
Of me wearing my face mask. Because
what, you being dramatic? Never.
No, it was not dramatic. I'm telling you, we had to evacuate the house. Because what happened was I was cooking some lemon pepper chicken for my wife and I.
That seems impressive.
We had Fat Boy's Pizza left over from Charlie's birthday party. She turned 9. We had her birthday party over the weekend. She gets Fat Boy's Pizza every year on her birthday.
Okay, yeah.
We had a ton left over because they're known for their really big slices. So the kids begged us, can we just have Fat Boy's Pizza instead of your crappy lemon pepper chicken? I said, yeah, why not? But what I forgot to do was, you ever preheat the oven and then forget that you left the pan in there?
Oh,
and
sure.
And then you have to go in, get your pot holder, grab the pan, and then put your food on it.
Right.
So I laid the pan down on a different pot holder. It was hot. Mm-hmm. And so I put their pizza on the pan, and then the pot holder stuck to the bottom of the pan because it was so hot.
Right.
I forgot about it.
So you put it in the oven?
I put it back in the oven.
Oh, Eric.
And
Eric.
I don't have a sense of smell. Right. I'm the only one in the kitchen. My wife is bathing the kids. Mm-hmm. My daughter's taking a shower by herself.
So the guy who can't smell that the house is on fire is in the kitchen by
Everyone
himself.
Everyone convenes in the kitchen and goes, oh, what is that smell?
What smell?
Exactly. I open up the oven and clouds of smoke just erupt. The pot holder is fully on fire.
Oh my gosh, yes. Eric. Mm-hmm.
And flames erupt out of the thing, and everything smells like burnt plastic.
Okay. Yes.
All right, hang on one second. I got to get in the mood here just a little bit. Oh, Eric.
Make your jokes. We can laugh about it because you're fine.
My house is not fine. My house reeks. We had to abandon the house completely because we looked it up online, and those fumes are toxic.
Toxic? What? That you're melting plastic or some
less
kind
than
of
ideal?
Yes. Yeah, thing. Yeah.
And I had children. I had dogs. I had to evacuate everyone to the backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had to create a cross breeze from the front door to the back door.
Oh yeah.
And it all just came out of the back. It looked like the house was on fire.
Well, yeah.
So I had to have a face mask and go in there and clean it up.
A face mask.
And I'm telling you, it's still. To this day, my wife texted and said, the house still reeks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do.
It's going to be a while before that gets out of there. You can bet on that.
Horrible.
So.
It was scary stuff.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like, we're laughing about it, but that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And by the way, you are never to be alone in the kitchen again if you're the only one there and you can't smell. So.
I mean, make a joke this episode.
Parker's with you on this one. Here on the Morning Bullpen. 100.3 The Bulls, $10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares, is going on here with the Morning Bullpen and on 100.3. And we're so happy to kick this off again.
Yes, but what is it? You've never heard of this before? Well, we set out with a goal, and our goal was 10,000 thank you cards for our troops in honor of the 4th of July. So we just ask that you submit thank you cards to us here at the radio station and let us get them out to our troops.
Everything we do here at the Bull, we love celebrating the troops. We love supporting them in any way we can. And that's because it's very near and dear to our actual hearts.
Yep.
Because our actual family members have served and are serving. I do this in honor of my cousin Griffin. Just got back from Germany. He's got a new baby.
Oh, my goodness.
They're in South Carolina now.
Pictures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mo, you also have a newly, I guess, added to your household for a while. Your brother Jacob is staying with you all, right?
Fresh out of the Marines, I can say. He's always a Marine, but living at my house right now.
Don't say that about Marines. They're always a Marine.
Yes. I love him, and we're excited that he's in Texas.
I have two brother-in-laws that were tank commanders in the Army, and my brother, before he passed away, was a Marine, was in the Marines.
Wow.
So it is near and dear to our heart to help out in any way that we can when it comes to our troops. And that's what this is. It's as simple as going out and buying some thank you cards. And it's funny because I had somebody from Pearland said, hey, just went to the Dollar Tree to buy a bunch of thank you cards.
Yeah.
They're out.
Wow.
So just be aware that there are a lot of people out there buying thank you cards. You buy a card, you write a simple thank you message in honor of the 4th of July and what you think of the troops and how you want to thank them. It can be simple or it can be as long as you want it to be. You send those cards in to us. We collect them up. And as Mo said, we make sure that they get out into the hands of our troops in honor of the 4th of July. So we're excited to do this again. You checked mail already, right?
We did. Do you want to know how that went?
Yes.
It's okay. Only day two, George.
It's day two. We just revealed yesterday that we started this. So no surprise, no cards yet.
No cards yet.
So we're sitting at one.
Who's gonna be our first mail card? We want to know. So get them in the mail to us. And if you have any questions, anything that we can help with, 713-881-5500 is the number. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mike, calling from Galveston. I think it's a good idea, man. My two oldest brothers served the Marines, and my nephew's in the military right now. I was just calling to try to get the address.
Oh, sure. We can do that for you real quick. Sure. Just make it out to 10,000 for the troops, care of the Bull, suite 1900, 24 Greenway Plaza, and that's 77046.
Hey, man, that sounds good. I appreciate y'all, man. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you so much, Mike. Love it.
Appreciate it, man. You have a good one.
Carrie, what do you think about this?
I think it's an amazing idea. I'm actually part of a community outreach program and a couple of churches, and I want to get the information so I can have the kids do it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. So that would be amazing.
I sent you guys a message on the Facebook Messenger app. If somebody can message me back, and then I will get it to the people in the power of B, and we'll get some kids involved.
All right. Mo is on it right now. She's on there answering it right now.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you guys so much.
Y'all, every time you call, it makes us feel better. 100.3 The Bulls, $10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Can you let us know that you're participating? 713-881-5500. Now on The Bull. 100.3 The Bulls, $10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we were just talking about it. Rachel is on the phone in Alvin. And Rachel, you had a question. What's your question again?
Yes, and I was calling to find out if when I send in the cards, if they needed to be packaged in their own, like, you know, sealed envelopes.
Nope. Actually, you don't have to seal the envelopes at all. If you'll just write it in there, pop it in the envelope, or you can just actually doesn't even need to be in an envelope, right, Mo?
Yeah, totally. We take them all out. We do read every single one of them before we send them abroad. So you don't have to put them in an envelope at all if you don't want to.
Okay, awesome. And by the way, I know y'all said that the Dollar Trees are they're out of the cards. Amazon has a really good deal. You can get like 125 cards for like $20 to $25.
All right, I love it. I love the bargain hunters that help us
that's
out.
Right.
All right,
we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Rachel, thank you so much.
What we did. For $20, we got 125 cards. So
Wow. Are you going to do all 125?
Absolutely, and I'm going to send it in on behalf of our company.
Oh, what's your company? Give them a shout out real quick.
Whittington Steel, number one steel distributor in Houston, Texas, baby.
That's right.
Baby, that's the way it works. That's how you do it. 100.3 The Bulls, $10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Rachel, we love you. Thanks for being part of this.
Thank you, guys. Thank y'all for what y'all do.
It's time for the Morning Bullpen's Jury Duty, where five calls say it all, and here is today's dilemma.
Okay, so my name is Tracy, and I'm from Katy, and I grew up really hard. I had nothing, so I have made sure that my only son has had everything he needed and wanted. Well, he's turning 14 next month, and he has turned out to be somewhat of a spoiled, if you will, child. Uh-huh. He does not think of anybody else but himself because he's in Civil Air Patrol and he's supposed to be studying for CAP. It's called CAP. And he's not wanting to study. Oh, I'm tired. I need to go to bed. But you can stay up all night and play video games. Mm. But now when it's time to do something you're supposed to do, you're too tired and you need to go to bed.
Ooh.
Well, that's not going to work for me.
Okay.
I'm confused. I'm a hardworking single mom. He, you know, it's just been me and him. And I found a beautiful family to share my life with 2 years ago. And he has now brothers.
Aww.
And it's wonderful. We're all doing wonderful except for his attitude. He's just like, man, I don't care.
Tracy, what do you want to do about it?
I want when he has his birthday this month.
Okay.
I would like to him open all his beautiful birthday gifts, and then go find a family that's way less fortunate than ours, and so he can give all of his gifts away.
All right, Tracy, we have five callers lined up. Five calls will say it all, okay?
Okay.
And just so we're clear, you'll abide by whatever they decide.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, let's do it.
All right, five calls say it all.
Oh, man.
Do you think Tracy is right to make him give away all of his birthday gifts this morning?
For the record, open them first.
Right.
Get excited about them. And then give them away to a less fortunate family.
All right. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Jury Duty. We want to get your verdict.
All right. We have Dana on the phone in Katy. Hey, Dana.
Hello.
You heard Miss Tracy on the phone.
Yes.
All right. Do you think she's right? Should she make her kid give them away, or can he keep them?
I think they should do like some of each, like keep some, give some away. Is that an option?
No,
can't keep any.
He's a spoiled apple, Dana.
I know. Well,
you know, some kids don't get birthday presents. So
okay, all right. We just need yes or no. Your verdict on whether she should do this or not.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So one yes, that she should make him give away all of the presents.
Jacqueline and Seeley, what do you think? Should he give away his birthday presents because he's spoiled rotten?
Most definitely, and you should also get rid of his gaming systems or whatever else until he can learn to do his stuff.
Oh, Jacqueline.
Something tells me Jacqueline's been in this situation before.
Hey, mama.
I am that kid.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Okay, all right. So you're saying, but it would have straightened you out if somebody done that to you.
Oh, I hated when my mom used to go in my room and literally take a trash bag and be like, you don't want to listen? Here you go. Pop, pop, pop. Put it all in a trash bag. And then guess what? I'm asking her, I'm like, Mom, I don't have my favorite jeans. I don't have this. I can't even watch TV. And she's like, well, if you did your homework and you actually did what I asked you to do and took out trash, this wouldn't be a problem.
All right, jury duty. So we got two yeses so far, Mo. Let's go to Tony and Katie. Tony, jury duty, we need you to give us your verdict. Make sure your radio is turned down and tell us what you think, yes or no on this.
Okay. I didn't hear it because I had the radio.
Okay, all right. You got to turn the radio down, Tony, so that you can hear us talking to you.
Okay, done.
All right. Yes or no?
To what? I didn't hear the radio.
Okay, all right, Tony, thanks. All right, let's go to Todd. Todd is in
Marble Falls. Todd, what do you think Tracy should do? Should she make her kid give them away, or can he keep them?
Absolutely. Give them away and have his party at the homeless shelter.
Oh, you know what?
That's what I was thinking too.
Right.
It's like we've got to make sure that we make a contact here on this. I love it, Todd. Thank you. All right, jury duty. What do you think? Five calls say it all.
Autumn in Montgomery, what do you think? What's your verdict?
I say no. If he's not going to get any gifts, then don't give him any at all. Just to make him open them all up and give them away, to me, honestly, is just, that's so hard.
Okay, that could be a little tough on his mental health.
Yes.
Huh?
Really? I don't know. I mean, I'm a young mom, so maybe I'm a little bit different, not as tough as these older ones, but I couldn't do that.
It's aggressive. You're right.
Thanks, Autumn.
You're right.
Tracy standing by the way, going, thank you so much for calling an old mom there, but Tracy.
Yes.
You heard what people said. They voted almost unanimously for you to go through with this.
Yes.
So you were going to abide by jury duty on the morning bullpen, right?
Oh, yes. We're already looking for a family we can give his presents to.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. Brutal. I do have a suggestion on that.
What's that, George?
Our friend's David's Toy Project.
Oh, yeah.
Where they take these items and they give them to the Children's Hospital and MD Anderson for cancer patients. David had cancer. So this is something he started. That would be my suggestion.
Love that.
If you have those gifts, we can make sure they get used right if you want to do it.
I do.
Okay.
She's desperate, y'all. She knows her kid. She's going to do it.
Yeah, either this is going to turn him around or he's going to become a serial killer. One or the other.
Options.
You know, they've got military school for serial
killers. Okay. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for sharing your dilemma this morning on the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Five calls say it all every morning here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, make sure you have your phone with you and the radio or the Odyssey app tuned to 100.3 The Bull, because between 8:30 and 9, another winner of George Strait tickets for their show at Texas A&M coming up in just about a week and a half. That is on the way this morning between 8:30 and 9. So if you have to be into work early, make sure you take us along. All right. Right now, it's time to do our 10-minute tune. Every morning, Eric takes a suggestion from you and he turns it into a funny song that can brighten our morning here, but it starts with suggestions from you.
All right, let's start with Amanda and Tomball. Amanda, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I want Eric to sing about how when I go to ATB every Sunday after church and my husband says he wants to help me.
That's a horrible idea. So,
yeah, and so we get a basket and we're cruising through the produce department and we stay together kind of through the meat section and figure out what we're going to have for the week. And then the minute I turn the aisle to go down the bread aisle, he is stuck in front of the salsa section for like a minute on end. And I'm like, okay, I'm going on. And so then I'm kind of going through the store trying to pick up everything else that goes with all this stuff we got. And I don't see him and I can't find him. And I'm looking down the aisles and he's nowhere to be found. So by the time I get out to the dairy section, he's texting me, where are you? It's time to go. I've got other stuff to buy. And he is standing at the checkout counter and he's got like 3 salsas and 8 rib rubs and 3 packages of chips. And I'm like, okay, is that what you were going to have with all this stuff we bought? And then I'm just praying a different prayer, like, dear Lord, please don't let me kill it.
Do not deny that man his pleasure.
Leave him at home.
Oh, my God. Well, how many rib rubs was this one family need?
Hey, how dare you, Amanda.
For
me, it's hot sauce. I get caught in the hot sauce aisle.
Oh, my gosh. It's a disaster. So I'm like, either get your own buggy or don't help me.
All right, Amanda, I feel personally attacked by her. All right, a good suggestion,
I think. Amazing.
Maybe, I don't know. So, what do you think Eric should sing about this morning?
Talking to you, Michael and Splendora, what should today's topic be?
Real simple. Why we hate the Dallas Cowboys.
Hang up on him.
Wow.
I love it when Michael calls.
It's NCJ we trust. That's word to live by.
There you go. I like it. Michael's my favorite caller of the day.
Michael, you know I'm a Cowboys fan, right?
Well, but you know we play each other this year, too. Remember this number.
I love you, Michael. Good suggestion. Why the Dallas Cowboys suck. I'm not sure he's going to take that one, but we'll see. Alexander, give me a suggestion on what do you think Eric should sing about today?
I was thinking summer school.
Why summer school?
Because unfortunately I'm in it.
Uh-oh, Alexander, how old are you?
16.
And why are you in summer school, my friend?
Because I was 2 points away from passing my first semester of geometry.
Oh, 2 points.
You sound like a math teacher. How did you flunk geometry?
Let me tell you, Alexander. Let me tell you something about geometry. You're going to use that every day in your life.
No, you're not, Alexander.
I don't know my multiplication tables, Alexander, so just get through this and on to better things. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. No, Alexander, let me just say, this is probably not the show to call in and talk math with. I'm just saying.
All right, Eric,
we have some great suggestions today.
We do, man.
The attack on husbands everywhere that try to help out in the grocery store.
You're obviously going to choose Cowboys, right?
Cowboys suck.
Oh, or summer school.
Or Alexander's summer school.
Okay,
what do you think
go ahead and get rid of Cowboys suck.
Okay. Oh, why?
Michael, you know what? I'll make a wager with Michael. We'll bet on the game. I will do that song if the Texans beat the Cowboys this year.
Okay, okay.
I'm writing it down. Right.
And then I'll make Michael sing a pro Cowboys song if the Cowboys win.
I see where you're going with this, okay?
I think I gotta go with Amanda. I really struggle in the hot sauce aisle. I read every ingredient. I'm there for like an hour.
Okay.
I get it with the salsas, the breads. There's just so many things that require so many decisions.
I go in with a list. I'm in and out of there. So, all right, but you get to choose. So, let's find out what Eric's going to do. Husband's helping in the groceries or getting lost in the groceries or not helping in the grocery. We'll find out. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next here on The Bull. All right, we're collecting 10,000 thank you cards for our troops in honor of 4th of July, and we need your help. We're going to tell you all about that and give you a chance to get in on it coming up in just about 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time, though, right now to find out what Eric has done with our suggestion this morning about husbands getting lost in the grocery store. It was Amanda in Tomball who said,
I want Eric to sing about how when I go to H-E-B every Sunday after church and my husband says he wants to help me.
That's a horrible idea.
That was her suggestion this morning. Man, I'm not sure where Eric's going to take that, but
there's probably nowhere, right? No.
I don't think
not.
But he says he gets stuck in the hot sauce aisle.
Yes. Listen, I know this man's pain.
Listen.
I know what it's like to have to read the back of every single package and figure out what you want. You want to try something new, but it can be overwhelming in the store. So I'm going to do this all about indecision at the grocery store.
Okay.
In the style of, remember that song from the 80s, I'm going to be 500 miles?
Oh, 500. Okay. Yep. Yes, I do remember this one. Yes.
Grocery shopping. Oh, you know, I can't decide. There's 600 different salad dressings. Why? I'm in the produce, knocking on avocados. How do you choose the best one for my taco night? In the condiments, they are overwhelming me. 98 different barbecue sauces. Oh, 2 hours later, I've only bought like 7 things. Which beer or cheese or salsa? I don't know. And man, I suck in grocery aisles. I'm indecisive at the store. Aw, never mind. I think that maybe I'll just get Whataburger.
Oh,
excellent.
No.
Excellent. Yes. That's awesome. Amanda, I hope you're listening. I hope your husband's listening, actually, to that one this morning. So, well done.
Thank you.
Well done, Eric.
I don't know how you pick avocados still to this day. I have no idea. Oh, do you squeeze them? Do you knock them?
No, you squeeze them.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. You want me to teach you?
Oh, Nope.
Now I can't eat avocados again. Thanks, George.
I give them up.
That's our 10-minute tune. You can get it today if you have an indecisive husband in the grocery store. You'll find it at themorningbullpen.com or the easiest way, download the Audacy app, AUDACY. When you download the app, just search for the Morning Bullpen podcast and you can click the like button. And that way, every day you get notified when the 10-minute tune goes up and you never will miss one. Hear from 100.3 The Bull. Well, it may not be turnip greens, but evidently, Eric, you inspired with your 10-minute tune somebody to help you out with avocados. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Willis, and I wanted to tell you how to pick avocados.
Oh. Eric, get ready, because you squeeze them, right, Donna?
You squeeze this avocado, and then you also pull the little knob out at the end where the stem was, and if it's green, it's ready.
Okay, and you don't want to see George miming squeezing avocados or pulling on knobs.
No, definitely not.
Donna's like, that is not what I signed up for. Donna, thank you. We appreciate you.
You are welcome. I love you guys.
Love you back. I don't know if you've heard, but 100.3 The Bull's 10,000 for the Troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares is back, and we're collecting cards to try to get into the hands of our heroes in honor of the 4th of July again this year.
That's right. 10,000 cards, and we need y'all's help. You can submit your cards to us here at the radio station. You can mail them to us. We have a couple drop-off locations where you can drop them off, or you can come by the radio station. We're going to count every single card, and we're hoping to get to 10,000.
And not only that, we actually read. I mean, every card is read before they're sent to our troops, right, Mo?
That's right.
And they go through, and our friends at Grammy's Cookie Convoy actually package them in a cool care package. And we are going to post a video sometime this week of what it looks like when you give your card, and then that gets packaged with Grammy's Cookie Convoy. And then you actually see, it's very cool, George, the soldiers overseas opening these care packages. And
love
you
that.
See Bull Nation's cards in their hands. It's
You've heard
cool.
us talk about, my brother was a Marine. I had two brother-in-laws that were tankers in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother, Mo,
mm-hmm.
Jacob, Uncle Jacob.
Uncle Jacob is a Marine.
Yeah, and Eric, you were saying that your cousin who was in Germany...
He's back now. He's
just
got a new
home,
baby.
So.
He's living in South Carolina. He's thriving because of his military service. It's really given him direction and purpose. We're so proud of him.
Yeah. So that's what it's all about. That's why we do this. We love supporting our military, supporting our heroes around the world. And that's what it's all about. 713-881-5500. We've had people calling in this morning saying, hey, my business is going to support you. We're going to do cards. Please let us know that, because when we every year when we kick this off, I always get a little, just a little, you know, that pit of your stomach kind of feeling where it's like, man, are we going to get our 10,000?
Oh, my goodness. We get so many text messages that are like, why don't you up the number? Why don't you up the number? I'm like, well, we just need.
because
easy.
Really? Every year we start at zero again.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. Hang on. They're telling me Frank is on line three. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Good morning, Frank. How can we help you?
Yeah, I just want to say, I was listening to the radio. I just want to say thank y'all very much for what y'all are doing with those cards. I was in the military and I was deployed. And you know what? When we received those cards, when we were deployed, man, it was a gift. No matter what was going on, you know, it brightened our day. So I just want to say thank you very much for what y'all are doing for these veterans.
Wow. Thank you for your service, Frank. That's what we'd like to say back to you.
I very much appreciate it, and, you know, and I would do it again if I had to. But people like y'all and the things that y'all are doing, you know, even a small little card makes our day a lot better, especially when we're over there away from home and doing what we have to do. So I just want to say thank y'all very much for what y'all are doing.
All right, you don't have to take our word for it. You heard it from Frank, who says it means a lot. Can you help us out? Can you pledge to get some cards in for our troops, all right? It's 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000. Let me just say that again, 10,000 for the troops, all presented by our friends at Mack Hike Chevy Cares, and we got to get those cards in our hands so that we can start getting them out of here.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
All right, let's go to Hockley this morning. Robin is there. I'm not calling her what you told me to call her, Eric.
Rockin' Robin, let me explain the rules to you.
Rockin' Robin, try to get $100.
That $100 bill is right out of most purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Rockin' Robin?
Oh, my God.
Because it's Mo's money.
It's Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get started, okay?
All right, Mo, go away.
Good luck, sister.
No, you got to call her Rockin' Robin. All right, Robin, here we go. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Which country trio is famous for songs like Hey Bartender and Need You Now?
Lady Antebellum.
Question number two. Yesterday, we learned that King George is not a member of the Grand Ole Opry, but yes or no? Is Texan Miranda Lambert a member of the Opry?
No.
Question number three. Name the annual country music festival held in Nashville, Tennessee every summer.
Country music. Oh, I forget it.
Can it pass?
Pass.
Okay, question number four. Every summer, I always think about Red Solo Cup. Who sang that song?
Toby Keith.
And question number five. Thomas Rhett is known for hits like Die a Happy Man and Marry Me, but his dad is a country legend in his own right for all the songs he writes. Is he A, Jason Rhett, B, Rhett Akins, or C, Billy Ray Rhett?
Rhett Akins.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today.
All right, Rockin' Robin singing Tweedledee, Dee, Dee. She got 4 out of the 5.
Nice job, sister.
Let's see how you all do, right. Mo. Are you ready?
No.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Which country trio is famous for songs like Hey Bartender and Need You Now?
It's Lady A.
That is correct. Lady A, Lady Antebellum, either one.
All right, you're tied at 1.
Question number 2. Yesterday, we learned that King George is not a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
But yes or no, is Texan Miranda Lambert a member of the Opry?
Ooh. I actually don't really know this question. Maybe no. No, she's not.
She is not.
Okay.
Same thing as George. She got offered. She turned it down. Big so plan. Yeah.
Wow. Good guess. Rockin' Robin had the same guess, so you're tied at 2.
Nice.
Question number 3. Name the annual country music festival held in Nashville, Tennessee every summer.
Oh, it's happening right now, CMA Fest?
That is correct. Yes. CMA Fest. I would have taken CMA Fan Fest, either one of those. Yeah.
Robin didn't get it. She passed. So it's 3-2. Mo's now winning.
Question number 4. Every summer, I always think about Red Solo Cup. Mm-hmm. Who sang that song?
Toby Keith.
It is Toby Keith.
Yes.
She got it, of course. So 4-3. Mo's winning.
And question number 5. Mm-hmm. Thomas Rhett is known for hits like Die a Happy Man and Marry Me.
Yes.
But his dad is a country music legend in his own right for writing songs.
Yes.
Is his dad named A, Jason Rhett, B, Rhett Akins, or C, Billy Ray Rhett?
His dad is Rhett Akins.
That is correct.
Yes. Yes.
Rhett Akins.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh man, girl.
Rockin' Robin, the final score was 5-4. Mo kept her money. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, that's all right, says Rockin' Robin. You know what you got to say to get out of here, right?
Is Rockin' Robin in Hockley, Texas, and Mo knows country.
You are a trooper, girlfriend.
We also would have accepted Tweedledee, Dee, Dee.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for playing along. You'll get a chance at $100 tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance for you to play Mo Knows Country, only here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.